Good morning, everyone. God bless you. My name is Javier, and I would just like to welcome you to this daily devotional, A Spark of Hope. The topic for today is the perseverance of Christ in prayer. The core verse I want to go off of is Romans 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And that is strong, because sometimes we don't have the words to say in prayer. But the Holy Spirit gives us what we say. He intercedes for us in Christ. So God already knows what we want. So practical steps we can take is set a prayer schedule. Establish regular times for prayer, just as Jesus often withdrew to pray. Like it says in Luke 5, verse 16. Jesus, whenever it got too much for him or he wanted to spend alone time with the Father, he went off by himself and spent time with them. Another step we could take is pray scriptures. Use the Psalms or other scriptures as a guide for how to articulate your prayers. If you want to speak to God, speaking to his word to him will help out a lot. Another step we could take is join a prayer group. Engage with others in prayers to foster a community and accountability. Some questions we have is, what does Jesus teach us about the importance of prayer? The answer is he modeled a life of prayer. Like it says in Matthew 26, verse 41, he modeled what the word of God was. He spent time with God. He went off and he prayed off by himself, but he also lived it out. Another question is, how does prayer strengthen our perseverance? The answer is it aligns our hearts with God's will. Like it says in James 1:5, prayer lets God know that we don't just want his blessings, but we want him. And that by seeking his strength, by seeking him, by praying, we let God know that we don't want to do this alone. Another question is, what role does the Holy Spirit play in our prayers? The answer is the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Like it says in Ephesians 6, verse 18. And that is such a strong verse because it does get times where it gets hard and we don't know what to say. Lord, it's too hard. Lord, I don't know what you want from me. Lord, I don't know what you're going to do. But the Holy Spirit knows what we want to say. The Holy Spirit knows what we need. So he'll give it to God. And I just encourage you that even when it gets hard, even when you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will speak on your behalf. I pray that you would all have a blessed day. God bless you and have a great day.